That was the question, for Trojan and Achaean fighting men. Athena, meanwhile, in a soldier's guise, that of Laodocus, Antenor's son, a burly spearman, passed among the Trojans looking for Pandarus, if she could find him, Lycaon's noble son. Find him she did, waiting with troops now covered by their shields, who once had followed him from the cascades of Aesepus. Near him she took her stand, and let her sharp words fly.
Son of Lycaon, I have in mind an exploit that may tempt you, tempt a fighting heart. Have you the gall to send an arrow like a fork of lightning home against Menelaus? Every Trojan heart would rise, and every man would praise you, especially Alexandros, the prince. You would be sure to come by glittering gifts if he could see the warrior Menelaus, the son of Atreus, brought down by your bow, then bedded on a dolorous pyre. Come now, brace yourself for a shot at Menelaus. Engage to pay Apollo, the bright archer, a perfect hecatomb of firstling lambs when you go home to your old town, Zelea.
That was Athena's way, leading him on, the foolish man, to folly. He uncased his bow of polished horn, horn of an ibex that he had killed one day with a chest shot upon a high crag. Waiting under cover, he shot it through the ribs and knocked it over, horns together, a good 4 feet in length. He cut and fitted these, mortised them tight, polished the bow, and capped the tips with gold. This weapon now, against the ground, Pandarus bent hard and strung. Men of his company at the same time held up their shields to hide him, not to bring any Argives to their feet before he shot at Menelaus. He bared his quiver top and drew a feathered arrow, never frayed, but keen with waves of pain to darken vision. Smoothly on the string he fitted the sharp arrow. Then he prayed to the bright archer, Lycian Apollo, promising firstborn lambs in Hecatomb on his return to his old town, Zelea. Pinching the grooved butt and the string, he pulled evenly till the bent string reached his nipple. The arrowhead of iron touched the bow, and when the great bow, under tension, made a semicircular arc, it sprang.